for your grace and that you did save a wretch like me. Lord, you're so gracious, Lord, and we are so grateful, Lord. And today, Lord, we pray that as we look into your word, that you would show us your grace and remind us of your grace, Lord, how much you love us and how much we mean to you, Lord, by the fact that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And I pray this morning that you would lead us in a deeper understanding of your grace. Lord, I pray as you told Jeremiah, I will put my words in your mouth. Lord, I pray for the help of the Holy Spirit and that you would put your words in my mouth and that you would draw us into a closer relationship and walk with you. And in all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Resurrection Church. Good morning, watching online. Good to see you. How is everyone doing? Yeah, it's a great day. It's a beautiful day, and it's a great day to have church outside. We should go outside. I wish, right? Except they're doing their parking lot. Anyway, thank you, Lisa, for beautiful, beautiful worship. Just love that. And so, yes. So it's going to be a good day. Hey, if you have your Bibles, I want you to open to one passage of Scripture because we're going to look at a few, but there's one I want to camp out on. It's Romans chapter 15, verse 7. And I'm going to read that verse, and then we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about today. And Romans 15. We were going through the book of Genesis. We've taken a little pause on Genesis, you know. Am I cutting out? Fixing something. All right. Romans 15. I'm just going to read this one verse, and then we'll get into what the Lord has laid on my heart. Romans 15. And verse 7. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible, just to let you know. Therefore, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. All right, so last week we started a new series, right? And we started asking the question, how do we grow? How do we grow as believers? You know, we've been to church a lot, and I shared with you just sort of my journey, and we're gonna develop that some more, okay? Because I think I'm cutting out some more. How about I just grab a mic? Am I good? I have the master control right there. Oh. Okay. So last week I shared my own journey as far as how I grew the most in the Lord, okay? After being at church a long time, doing a lot of things, a lot of people think that serving a lot is a means to growth. And that's, you know, if you want to grow, you got to serve, right? And it wasn't until that I was taught and understood the grace of God that I grew. And I said last week, the point we made was that we work from grace, not to grace, right? Many people are trying to work to get to the grace of God, whereas it's the grace of God that fills the cup. Okay? That's foundational. Foundational for the Christian life. And if, I said, if you imagine a big tree, and I have big trees in my backyard, a big tree, oak tree, fruit tree, whatever it is, that's well planted. There are certain trees that are foundational to growing in the Lord. Right? The grace of God is the epitome of all that. You get a hold of the grace of God, and we said in 2 Peter, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord, grace and knowledge of Christ, right? So, I want to continue looking at what are we firmly planted in? There's certain, because it's one thing to understand, okay, the word grace, but then what does that look like? And I know it's hard, it was hard for me because I felt like God was impossible to please, right? Grace helps you fix that because grace settles that because of Christ. Okay? This is important. This is why we're going to spend several weeks in this. So if you imagine the tree, we'll call it a he, boy tree. he is planted. But some Christians seem to be plant and uproot, right? And you can never grow. And so there's certain truths you need to grow in. Certain things that never change, okay? And one of them, of course, is this idea of God's acceptance of the believer. That's hugely important, because what comes to your mind's eye when you think of drawing near to the Father? Some people have this sense that the Father's like this. You know? This communicates what? Closed offness, doesn't it? Or disappointment. And I want to present to you God the Father's like this. This is significantly important. How do you grow in grace? And how do you grow in grace if you have an image of God like this? Paul says, therefore, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. We're just gonna camp out on that thought. So what does that mean? How do you grow closer to God, though, when, because you have this image of God, maybe, and how did this get there? And I think one of the reasons, at least in my example, is if you experience, like, say, rejection, or you experience certain things in your life that you now are projecting onto God. Like rejection is a big one. Like, you've heard the words, got some C's, not good enough. We'll give a teacher in a minute, right? I hope we never, ever. Those are words. Those are things. Those are little things, you know? Or some of us have grown up with parents who got divorced. And so as a kid, your parents got divorced and you think it's your fault. Dad was that guy. So how do you draw near to that God? The scripture says, accept one another as Christ has accepted us, right? But I have this roadblock between, I know what the scripture says, he accepts us in Christ, but I don't feel that way all the time. Am I the only one? Maybe not. Some of that happens, some of that those walls of roadblock are built up because of various reasons, you know, parents neglected you, or, you know, not this, that, you know, you don't measure up, all that kind of stuff, right? So what happens is that when you hear those words, there's always responses. So one thing is you try harder, right? If somebody rejects you, you try harder. And so that correlates even to your Christian life, or to your approach of God is like, I'll try harder, God. Make myself look better to you, I'll try harder. Because you're convinced, I'm talking to believers now, you're convinced that God still doesn't accept you unless you try harder. This is what I'm going to teach you is foundational, because what happened on the cross, there's a huge transaction to happen, and certain truths that are applicable to the Christian life that will lead to the growth of the Christian if you understand God's acceptance of you because of Christ. And so another response maybe to rejection is that you'll reject yourself, right? You're rejected until you reject yourself in order to gain acceptance. So you'll act differently. You'll try to fit in to gain that approval. Some people, in fact, they do as they just start pulling up a wall. Never get to meet a person. Never get to really know a person because they have this wall that's been built out of safety. So they hear the scripture, God accepts you in Christ, but they have this wall between them and God too. I'm describing myself for the most part. It's hard to open up, right? And when people do come in, right, and they get around that wall, you freak out and you kind of close it and run away. Get really theological. They get really into Bible knowledge. They hide behind that knowledge. But they never, that's their front. Now they're accepted because I'm all Bible. Because in their mind's eye, there's still that God like this. Words like this. Accept one another just as Christ has also accepted us to the glory of God. Doesn't ring true or doesn't understand, you know. So my goal here is, my desire is that the Holy Spirit would maybe change your image to this of God. Break down some walls. Because it's hard to approach a God when you have a wall and when you have like this. How do you go closer to God? How did I, as I was thinking about this, saved us and he put us in Christ, right? Something had happened where now we're in Christ, but those were just words to me, but I have to understand what the reality of those words are. It says, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us. The Bible verses that meant the most to me were the Bible verses where I saw Jesus being really kind to people, right? I had this image of God the Father is one way, but Jesus, I'm like, okay, now he loves people, right? In fact, one of my favorite Bible verses in Luke 15. Luke 15, which is about the prodigal son story. Before the prodigal son story, in fact, has nothing to do with the prodigal son story. It's the introduction to the chapter. I'll just turn to Luke 15. I'm sharing. Sharon's my wife. I'm sharing. this is one of the ways where I'm beginning to understand the grace of God and his acceptance. Here we go. Luke 15. Watch this. I just love this. This verse. Now, all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near to him to listen to him. Okay, I'm a sinner. You're a sinner, you're a sinner, you're a sinner. We're all sinners, right? I'm a sinner, and guess what? They're coming what? Coming near to him. Receives sinners and eats with them. How dare Jesus accept sinners? How do you realize what kind of people he is? Jesus, you realize that? Right? I look at that verse and I say, actually, I'm with the sinners, with Jesus. And they're accusing Jesus of accepting sinners. Shift in the way I thought. The truth is that because of Jesus Christ, we will never be rejected because Christ was rejected for us. Amen? Because Christ was rejected, we're accepted. There's that transfer, right? He became sin. He took our sin. He gives us his righteousness. He endured death so we can have life. He was rejected so we can be accepted. There's something that happened. And I want you to understand the basis and the understanding of the acceptance of God for the Christian. We are accepted by God because of Jesus Christ. In fact, go to Old Testament, very famous passage, Isaiah chapter 53. It says these words, and I'll just, if you want to read, you can read with me or you can listen. It says in Isaiah 53:3, he was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their face. That's rejection. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. He endured rejection for our acceptance. That, to me, is life-changing. In fact, I still think, when I think of going to God the Father, I think I have to come in terms of God's acceptance. Now, let's go into back to Romans 15. Let's just go into the text real fast. I want to define some terms here. Romans 15, as he says, accept one another. You see that? That's the Greek word proslambano, for our Greek friends here. It means to extend a welcome. Romans 15:7. It's also used in Romans 14:1 and 3. But Romans 15:7, it says, it means to extend a welcome, to receive into one's home or circle of friends, or to admit fully into fellowship. Now, there's what that is. That's the open arms thing. Growing in the Lord requires you to understand that God receives you because of Jesus Christ. Okay? to admit fully into fellowship, fully into fellowship. I have to admit, that's hard though. I can read that and still say, I don't feel acceptable, God, right? Many of us approach God based on our feelings, not on the truth. And that's the difficult thing. By faith, I might feel unacceptable by faith because Christ accepts me. Truth is, as the psalmist says in Psalm 27, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. So when you think about the Lord, and if you're a believer, He doesn't treat you based on what you've done. He's already taken care of that, right? He looks at you and he sees Jesus Christ. There's that. Does that make sense? But how? I mean, what's the basis of all this? Is you? He doesn't see you performing to his level. He sees Christ in your place. We reason from what we can do to perform to earn acceptance. We do that in life, right? Mom, I took out the trash. I go out with my friends now, you know, or I've done good grades. We reason from performance to acceptance. But that's not the way the Holy Spirit does. In fact, one commentator says this, when the Holy Spirit reasons with man, he does not reason from what man is for God, but what God is to man. From grace, right? It doesn't start with looking at you for your qualifications. Remember, God is love, and his love is not dependent on who you are because of his nature. When the Holy Spirit reasons with man, he does not reason from what man is for God, but what God is to man. Souls reason from what they are in themselves as to whether God can accept them. So you look at your life, you say, well, I'm a wretched sinner, right? I'm a wretch. How can God accept me? Not realizing God doesn't accept you based on your wretchedness. He accepts you because of Christ's sacrifice. So the basis is Christ, not you and yourself and your performance. Does that make sense? Because like we said, we can never perform enough to be accepted. Never, ever, 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 right? To infinity and beyond, never reach that. But Jesus Christ did that for us. That's a whole other way of looking. God doesn't, and we think, oh, I'm unlovable. He says, no, I love you because that's who I am, right? I want to draw near to that Jesus, right? I have to stop. I say the word right a lot, so forgive me. I'm working on stopping the word saying right. You get it? Okay. Correct? So make it to souls reason from what they are in themselves as to whether God can accept them. He cannot accept you thus. You are looking for righteousness in yourself as a ground of acceptance with him. So when you start looking at yourself, you see wretchedness, but that's not the ground or basis for why God accepts you. It's because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Taken care of. That's settled. That will never change. That is solid ground, right? Correct? That is solid ground. Our emotions are like waves, but the cross is solid. It's done. You can't go back. We didn't think of, that's a lie from the darkest pits of hell. And it's so hard to not believe it because you feel so wretched and you look to your wretchedness, you think, I'm unacceptable because of my wretchedness. You're right. But that's not the basis of God's acceptance of you, it's Jesus Christ. And it's done. Now let's go enjoy the wide open arms of the Father who invites you into fellowship and with you. The veil has been torn, so there's access to God the Father. Amen? mean, the possibilities. That's why it's so, these truths are, we're going to take some time. And we have time, don't we? Because these are so important for growth, for spiritual growth, is being solid. And many of us are already solid there. But this is by way of a reminder for some. Maybe it's brand new news for others. But as long as we're thinking the basis of our acceptance is our performance, we'll never have peace. We'll never be secure. We'll never think that God's doing this to us. Right? That's why the cross is so significant. The truth was, yes, he died for our sins, but then he died, and then now we're in him. We're in him, which means something. We died with him. We were buried with him. Now we're raised with him. Now there's a whole way of living. And God would look at me and see, because I'm in Christ, he sees Jesus. That's wildly different. That's why Christianity is not man-made. Who would think of this kind of thing? Every other religion is work, 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 serve, 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 do, 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 right? Every other religion, working way up to heaven, Christianity is, no, God came down here. Like when they were building the Tower of Babel, they thought they were building to heaven, and God's like, what's that down there they're building? Hey, let's come down there because I can't, whoa, this looks like, there's no way we can get ourselves, but God brought heaven, he came down in Jesus Christ. I love that. He wants to draw near to us. Just embrace, be embraced in that. The Holy Spirit always reasons down from what God is, and this produces a change in my soul. It is not that I abhor my sins. Indeed, I have been walking well. But I abhor myself. This is how the Holy Spirit reasons. Shows us who we are, why we're wretched, but we don't now look to that. We look to Christ. Another commentator says this, because a lot of people think the opposite. It's hard because it goes against our natural thinking as we go to ourselves first. That's why all these false religions, they go, look for peace in yourself, right? Look within. Find it within. No, I see his wretchedness within. Commentator says, there being no cause in the creature why grace should be shown. God doesn't show us grace because of any qualities within us that would merit that. The person must be brought off from trying to give cause to God for his grace. Pick me, Lord, because I deserve it. Grace is freely given. All of us stand on solid ground before Christ as wretched sinners, and then after Christ and in Christ. Alive and righteous before God, right? The creature must be brought off from trying to give cause to God for his grace. He has been accepted in Christ, who is his standing. He is not on probation. As to his life in the past, it does not exist before God because we died with Christ on the cross, right? We died with Christ on the cross. By the way, that was 2,000 some odd years ago. It means our entire life, past, present, future, has already died with Christ. Our life is now in Christ. That's the difference. It's not, I died so you can try harder. It's, I died so that I can live through you. We have been accepted by Christ. That will never change. I have a second part. I'm gonna stop at this part here because I just want that to sink in. What would happen? How knowing that God accepts you because of Jesus Christ. Arms are like this, not like this. And know there's those days when you feel like this. Amen. This was, like I said, this was sharing my own journey, and I still struggle with those words. And I'm like, Michelle, good to be true, but that's what makes it good news. But if you're able to accept and receive it, that means because of Christ. Now, your parents still may not they still may reject you. Those are things to work through, right? What I'm hoping for is that now you embrace the receiving of God because of Christ. Somehow that affect how you relate to others. Others, when they rejected you, affected you how you saw God. But now, knowing that Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them and receives them, you can be like, okay, the woman at the well in John chapter 4, right? Woman and says, give me some water. You guys know the story. Women did not divorce their husbands. Husbands sent them away. They gave him a piece of paper that says, this is a divorce certificate. That person is now free to remarry. But it was a sign of rejection. When your husband says, honey, you burnt my toast one too many times. Off you go. That was rejection. This woman had been rejected 5 times. Now here's Jesus Christ coming directly to her, seeking, searching, I'm trying to make it into one word. Searching her out, but because of being accepted by Christ, what does she go off and do? Can't wait and tell other people. See that? When she understood and embraced the acceptance of Christ, it changed how she related to other people. Blossom into open relationships that would flourish. Hey, come see the man who told me everything. I'm excited to tell you, you know, because he receives me. He's not sending me away. By the way, he'll never reject you. He can't undo what he's done. So here's why it's important. The receiving of the acceptance of Christ. See, if you understand that, it then means that you now become firmly planted. And if you're firmly planted, that means you're secure in that relationship with Christ. Then you grow. If you are secure in that acceptance of Christ, you'll grow. Purity is important for any relationship. Ask a couple that's been dating for a couple of years, and the woman's like, when are you going to marry me? Am I in or am I out? I'm on your list or not? You know, there's insecurity. And she's like, put the ring on my finger so I have at least some security to know that I'm right? And you say, will you marry me? Here's my ring. Ah, okay, I can plant and I can grow. I'm secure. It's the same thing. And our acceptance by God is founded on Christ, not changing, not based on our emotions or anything else. You understand that you'll grow because you'll become secure in that relationship. What would it look like for us to all get this? Maybe a lot of us, maybe everyone else has gotten this, but let's say one or two haven't. What would it look like in your life? What would it look like if we had a church full of people discovering the grace of God? What would that look like? I see flourishing. I see health. I see as those roots grow deeper and we discover more of the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ grown deeper and then being nourished by that growth and fruitfulness. Imagine? Simple, right? But yet, true and profound. Accept one another. Christ has accepted you. Father and mother may reject you, but Christ, Lord God, will take you up. I'm going to stop right there. I'm just going to say, you know, let's pray. And let's give God praise. for what Jesus has done for us. The fact he has opened his arms wide and he has received us. I pray, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking our place of rejection. You were rejected by men. You were despised. You were forsaken. Even while you're on the cross, you said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That was the words we were supposed to hear, but you took our place. Which places with us, Lord. And now, Lord, because of that, because of your rejection, we have acceptance in God. Because you took our place. Of ridicule and shame and rejection and everything else as a righteous sinner, you took our place so that we would never have to be rejected by God. Those who are believers in Jesus Christ will never, ever be rejected by God. Lord, we give you praise for that. When people reject us, you're still firmly planted with the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you don't look for something acceptable in us, Lord. No, because of Christ. Sacrifice. He's the basis. He's the foundation of our faith. He is the reason for our acceptance. Just thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would, if there's any walls and that have been built up or rejection and ridicule and everything, that all of us would take our place with the sinners and the tax collectors and be received and understand the grace of our Lord and Savior, that Jesus Christ, that our lives would be changed and that we would go out and share that with people. People who are on the treadmill of acceptance and performance and of even religiosity, Lord, that we would share that good news and we would be changed. Lord, we just give you praise for that, Lord. Thank you for the good news, Lord. Thank you for your grace. I pray, Lord, each person here and each person watching online, this would sink in, Lord, deeply. Run into the open arms of their daddy. Excited to see them and excited and longing to hear from them. Let us approach you with that mindset, with that understanding. Held by you, loved by you, enjoy that fellowship with you that so long to have with us. Lord, I pray your blessing on each person. Draw us near to you, Lord. Pray, amen. Hey, let's stand up. As we do every Sunday, we close with the Aaronic blessing, the blessing that God, that Moses told Aaron to say this to the people, to place my name on them. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, I mean, his big smile on his face, and give you his peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless you if you're online. Say hello. Thank you for wonderful worship, Lisa. And have a blessed afternoon. Amen. Shalom.